Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast. Richard Serrett sitting in for George Norrie, coming to you live from my home studio in Thornhill, just north of Toronto, and asking about these Chinese surveillance balloons. I believe they're surveillance balloons. I certainly don't for a minute believe the communist Chinese government that these are meteorological balloons that have blown off course, because now there are two of them. These are high altitude balloons, and they are considered a key delivery platform for secret nuclear strikes on America's electric grid. I know this is something that George Norrie has been very vocal about over many, many years, talking about the need to strengthen our electrical grids from an EMP attack. And the threat of a balloon-launched electromagnetic pulse attack, these have been warned about by Congressional EMP, Congressional EMP Commission, and inside the military a number of years ago. Back in 2015, a report from the American Leadership and Policy Foundation, Air Force Major David Stuckenberg, one of the nation's leading EMP experts, wrote extensively about the threat balloons carrying bombs pose to national security. All right, let's go to Billings, Montana, no less, and welcome Jeff on the wildcard line. Jeff, welcome to Coast. How are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, things are kind of crazy around here. They shut down our airspace Wednesday and diverted flights, and they prevented a flight from taking off on time. So it's pretty crazy, fighter jets landing at the airport and everything. Usually we get the Air National Guard will do stuff, but we had I think they just have F-18s, but we had the F-22s, which those are the big boys. So lots of stuff going on here.
Did you happen to catch sight of one of these balloons, or the balloon rather?
I think I might have, but I just thought it was like just a weather balloon. And then I get home, it's like, no, this is bigger and higher. So I didn't think it'd be that high up in the air, but you know, with perspective, you think it's closer and then it's something small, but it was higher and something a lot larger. And when I heard the news, my thoughts immediately, I'm kind of a World War II buff, and these aren't the first balloons to cross the Pacific and get here. Japan launched probably like 10,000 balloons. Only 300 made it here, but those were loaded with incendiary devices and explosives.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't really like these drifting in our airspace, and if it's China that sent them, they're probably testing us to see, well, how are they going to react to this? And if we're just letting them fly by, it's like, what's to prevent them from putting, well, the EMP thing or canisters of who knows what on there to just start dropping here? So, yeah, I don't like it in our airspace. And I know our governor's not very happy about it either, because he didn't hear about it until it was already in the middle of our state. And so he's not happy that this is like right over our land here and above. he found out about it right when I was above Billings, and that's the largest city in Montana. And I guess there's a video tonight of somebody catching. I didn't get that good of a look at it because I think the servers were jammed from people looking at it, but it looked like the witness heard some jets flying. This wouldn't have been the balloon because that's drifted. That's long gone. That's drifted somewhere else. But they heard fighter jets and then some sort of explosion, and you can kind of see this trail where it looks like something falling from the sky. So I don't know.
I saw that video. They were claiming this was the balloon, but as you say, no, it had drifted. It was long gone by then.
Yeah. So I'm wondering,
so what was
they
that?
Testing some sort of a weapon type delivery system to, if another one comes, were they testing some sort of system to knock it out of the air? This would be a good place to test it if kind of get practice for drills to knock it out, because there's enough blowback from, I know our congressman wasn't happy about it either. So I think if another one of these drifts, they're probably going to take it out.
Well, there's one coming up apparently from, there's been another one spotted in Latin America that's coming up. Now, I don't know, why is it out of the question that they would shoot this thing out of the sky? Because it's a balloon. I mean, it's okay. It's the size of three buses, apparently. This idea that they're concerned, the Pentagon is concerned that the debris field could possibly injure people on the ground. But I mean, when is that a consideration? I mean, you have to be careful, obviously, but when you have one of these vehicles, let's say, with monitoring and surveilling capabilities flying over nuclear bases and so forth, if an airplane were to do that, the Air Force wouldn't hesitate, you know, to, you know, first they try to establish radio contact, I suppose, and they would try to escort it out. But if it persisted, they would shoot that thing out of the sky. Why are they so hesitant
so
to do this?
Space in Montana, this would have been the place to do it. I don't know if they can figure out, like, the wind, because it is really high up there. They can kind of get an estimate of where it would drift. And I don't know if it's possible to get the balloon, like put a hole in it so that it loses air. And if it's able to land sort of gently, we could retrieve it and see what all's in the, like somehow get that technology to see what's in it and get more information on any capabilities it might have to have a payload or whatever. We just need to get more information on what this thing is. So I don't know if there's any way to have it have some sort of controlled landing, like just puncture the balloon. It probably would have, who knows, at that atmosphere, it might have just collapsed and it would have probably would have been pretty ruined by the time it got down anyway. So I don't think they could have, but yeah.
Right. I mean, how much damage could even a giant balloon do? I mean, how much damage could it do? I don't know.
Yeah, and again,
you'd have plenty of time to get out of the way, I would think.
Yeah, it'd be the stuff hanging off of it. The balloon itself is—that's probably not going to hurt anything. But if it's two or three school buses worth, it's not like a meteor strike because it's not coming in at like however many miles per hour meteorites come in. It'd just be free falling, and I really don't see how much damage that could do if it landed like in a neighborhood. But the odds are. It's going to land sort of in the middle of nowhere. And so I think the risk, there's probably more risk keeping it up there and just letting it do whatever it's going to do.
All right, Jeff, great call. I appreciate you checking in from Billings, Montana. Thank you. Very insightful.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Howard is west of the Rockies in Vancouver, Washington. Howard, welcome to Coast. Good morning.
Richard, I think I saw history repeat itself this afternoon. There was a rather heated press conference between a Pentagon general and the media this afternoon, and they were insisting that he tell them exactly where the, you know, what position the Chinese balloon was in. And he just flatly refused to tell them. It got rather nasty. Now, whether he may have been unaware of it, but he was repeating an 80-year-old strategy that was used in World War II, the latter part of World War II, when the Japanese started manufacturing the Fugo balloon bombs. And they sent up, you know, thousands of these things, as the previous caller was talking about. They were landing all over the western United States. And the strategy that was the War Department used then was to just simply classify the whole thing. They would not allow the media to report any of this. The idea was is that they didn't want the enemy to know how effective or accurate their balloons were. And they actually did succeed in creating some damage.
Yes, there were casualties. There were people killed.
Yes, there was a family attending a church picnic. It was in the spring of 1945, and they came across one of these things. I believe it was in the Willamette National Forest, and I believe it killed about three. They started messing with this thing. They didn't know what it was. It hadn't been reported, and it detonated. I believe it killed three of them. But I believe that the strategy of just keeping quiet about it, that general, or the Pentagon for that matter, really doesn't know what the Chinese know about the, you know, they may not know just exactly what the position of their balloon was. And he didn't want to let them know, because he knew that if he said it there, they'd hear it. So anyway, I thought that was a rather interesting situation there, how history repeats itself like that.
Indeed. Howard, great call. Thank you for that. That makes a certain amount of sense, although I don't know the technology that the Japanese had, whether they were just sending these over and whether they had any way of tracking where they were once they were in the United States, or whether they were basically sort of working blind. Whereas here, obviously, these surveillance balloons are there to specifically surveil, I believe, and they would know, the communist Chinese, where these balloons are within the United States.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.